You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chris, and you're listening to a podcast that believes in dreams, that places trust in the magic of imagination, that is always the first star to the right, and where the light in the window is always on. Join as we discuss the views from Walt's apartment.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Walt's Apartment Live. I'm going to quote our friend Mondo the Cali Bay. We live tonight, so we're going to have some fun tonight. It's family game night. We got a few people here. We're going to have some fun. We're going to play Jeopardy. We're going to watch the Deadpool trailer. Just a warning, if you're going to watch a trailer with us, there's a lot of cussing in it. But I've never seen a trailer with so much cussing in it, but it's great. But we'll talk about that. We're going to have a good time. This is our last show before Rogue Comic Con in 10 days. We decided to not have a show next week so we can all get ready. Sam will already be in California. Lewis will be ready to be coming up north. And just made more sense to just take a break and get ready. And so we'll talk about the con tonight. We're going to have some fun with it. So much fun up there. It's going to be cool. One of the only free Comic Cons in the country still. And weather permitting, we'll see how it goes. Right now it's supposed to rain in Medford, Oregon on Friday, so we'll see what happens on Saturday. So we'll go from there. Let's go around the room, say hello to everyone. We have Kevin from Where in the Park. How are you tonight, sir?
Hey there, doing great over here. How are you guys doing?
Good. So you're our solo tonight. Amanda and Kim are at Disneyland, right, for Nurses Day?
Yeah, they're getting ready to put on a big scavenger hunt that we put together over the last few months.
That's awesome.
It's gonna be 130 teams playing.
Is Nurses Night tonight? It's tonight.
It's tomorrow.
Right? Tomorrow, okay.
Today was like the pre-gaming, I guess.
Nice. Well, happy Nurses Day to all the nurses out there. Nurses are amazing, so they're awesome. So glad to have you here. You got some game cards for us tonight. We're going to have some fun with some game cards, right?
Definitely.
For sure.
And we have all of Disneyland today.
Oh, nice. Perfect for Sam.
Sorry, Speaking Sam.
Of Sam, the podcast princess is here in full effect.
You can still play along. There's some overlap between the two parks or two resorts.
Sam, how are you?
I am good. I am honestly like trying to get everything ready for my trip next week. When you're a teacher and you decide you're going to take 3 days off, the prep work that goes into taking 3 days off is no joke.
Yeah.
So trying to get that all done.
You got your lessons plans, everything, right?
Yeah. And I have to prep everything and, you know, set up behavior plans and all that stuff. And we do at the beginning of the school year, we do one letter of the alphabet a day and we learn about that letter. And then the last 26 days of school, we do a backwards countdown, with something fun. So today was Z day and they got to make zebra masks. So I got to prep all that stuff too, because whoever's going to be with my room has to tie-dye next week.
Oh, that'll be cool. But you're ready to go. You got your hotels and everything finally booked and your flights and you're finally good to go a week out.
as of yesterday, yes.
Okay, good. All right. Well, I can't wait to have you up here. It's going to be a lot of fun, isn't it, Joey?
Yes, sir. It is. How's it going? We live.
I'm going to see
Shout Joey. Out. I saw Mondo in the Esplanade the other day. So
did you?
Yeah.
Asking to be on the show?
No, he was taking photos. It was literally.
Did you ask anyone that you saw to be on the show?
Josh Tomorrow, but he was walking too far because we're there. We walked by David from Fresh Baked, then Mondo, then Bibbidi Bobbidi Beard was there. That we found out because they did the Pixar like preview fireworks stuff.
So. Yeah,
all the influencers were there in force. But no, I'm doing awesome. Good.
That's good. Excited for next week?
Yes.
Yes.
I won't say I'm excited for Fred Meyers, but I'm excited for Medford and Oregon.
And Bestie.
And Bestie. And her. And shopping ducks and Timbers gear.
Barbecue. David Van Hook's going to hook us up with some barbecue. It's going to be a good time. That's going to be fun.
And see you later, of
course. And we got Louie, L-Dog, L for Love, all of it. How you doing, brother? Okay, you're muted, bro.
You know, it's funny. I was muted on Sunday too. It's crazy. I am here. I'm stoked to be here.
Do we want to get into that or no?
Nah, Monday.
Okay. All right.
Do we want to get into how I didn't realize that you were playing a joke on me and I accidentally told people something that's not true because I didn't know it was.
Come on now.
Really? That was kind of funny. So I'm talking to Sam yesterday. I'm trying to help her get all of her stuff in order. And I say something about Lewis. She goes, wait a minute. Lewis is coming? And I said, yeah. And she goes, I said, it's just a fucking joke. And she goes, oh, my God. I told him on Imagine That he wasn't coming.
Well, imagine that. I'm back.
Imagine that. He's coming. Sounds so you all ready? You got the – okay. All right. I was going to ask you more questions about – are you all ready? You got – the Jeep's getting packed up with all the Sunken City design stuff. And
if my camera was mobile, I'd go in the other room right now and show you the tables of prints that I'm packaging. And
that's so awesome.
Maybelline. And I mean, I got my sticker board that I'm looking at right here in front of me.
If you will be in Medford, Lewis will be right next to the Waltz Apartment podcast booth, next to the main stage with all of his amazing stuff. And we're going to feature him pretty well there, right in the middle of the whole damn thing.
And I'm going to give him big hugs.
Big hugs for Lou.
Group hugs.
Stranger danger in the middle of
that. Oh, my God. Sam gets arrested.
Yeah.
It's Oregon. They'll just be like, whatever. That's fine.
No, it's Oregon. They'll be like, here, you want some cocaine?
Oh, no, we're going to Medford, which his nickname is Methford. So, I mean, let's be real. So.
Oh, my arms are fitted just fine.
But did they recriminalize hard drugs? Because I thought they were decriminalized.
Who knows?
Well, and try and find out.
I'm not trying to find out.
We're all coming for you, Oregon. We're gonna caravan up on Friday morning and take over Medford for a couple of days.
We're gonna shoot up at 70 miles an hour. Then once you cross the border, drop down to 55.
That's right. You better slow down too, because there's a guy up there on the Siskiyou Pass was waiting for you too.
They actually stop you.
I would just sit there, literally. I mean, if I was a highway patrol, because it literally goes from 75 to 55 in a matter of like.
Don't forget, I was promised a view of Shasta.
Yes, we'll see. Yeah, guys, we have to stop at the weed rest stop because it's like the best view of Mount Shasta. I told Sam we could see Mount Shasta.
Also driving by Mount Shasta, too.
I mean, we're caravanning together. It's going to be a fun road trip. We're going to play Holiday Road from over and over, just like in the car from vacation. Just play it over and over.
Can we not?
Holiday Road.
That's why, Lou,
you got room in your vehicle?
I do.
Because I don't want to hear that.
It won't be a comfortable fit, but I got room.
I don't want to hear that song on repeat.
All right. Well, we played the new Taylor Swift album. Congratulations, Taylor, on 1 billion downloads on Spotify in like 4 days. That's pretty damn good.
I have a new favorite Taylor Swift song.
Which one is it? Is it the Kim one?
Love of My Life.
That's a good one. That's a good album. I know we're not, you know, it's not a Taylor Swift podcast, but it's a good album.
I'm so excited to not hear it.
Well,
Lou, I haven't listened to her last couple albums. For some reason, I listened to a couple songs on this one. I was like, dang, she's fiery right now.
She's very fiery. She's very bitchy and she don't give a fuck.
I haven't been in a bad breakup in 16 years, you know, so yeah, shout out.
She's been in a bunch. So she tells us all about it. So. All good. Anyway,
I'm just waiting for the Kelsey album to come out next year.
it's just called the Kelsey album. TK.
She's going to be writing songs about babies and weddings.
It's called Pigskins and Assholes.
Wow.
I like the Kelseys.
So we got
Lewis.
Keith can't stand her.
Why can't you stand her?
And then wait a second here. We got some questions from our entertainer. It says, hi, everyone. They also says, I read today in the Hollywood Reporter that Disney Parks is planning to invest $60 billion in Disneyland expansion with attractions based on Encanto, Black Panther, Coco. Yes, that's called Disneyland Forward. It's been talked about for the past 3 years. So
and don't hold your breath.
Yeah, you'll get a couple of those things. That I don't know about $60 billion is not going to Disneyland, but it's going to go to all the parks from what I understand.
And the cruise ships
and all that stuff.
And their pockets.
I mean, you know.
I'm just playing.
I mean, it's a good week to not have a tram tour as part of your
the tram tour is still running.
Barely. I mean, it's kind of scary now.
Glamour tram got damaged.
Hey,
yeah. I've never heard of 15 people getting damaged at getting hurt at Disneyland at one time. I'm just saying.
Courtney and Kelly, I think, are doing that right now. So
some big thunder fell off the tracks and killed a guy.
One guy. This was 15 people got hurt.
That's
very epic. Died. Very epic. Universal
and died. Good job.
Epic. Sorry, not a fan of Universal. We all know that.
Or it's okay. Wally. Disney's Disney's tram wrecked too. It just called. It's not called the tram. It's called D23. It went off the rails and messed up. So it's okay.
Yeah.
She
has soiled the Chiefs. They totally won the Super Bowl, Keith. What do you mean she soiled the Chiefs? They won the Super Bowl back to back years. I'm not understanding where you're coming from. How much money did she make the NFL?
Hold on. Can we justify that she made the NFL money?
That's what they're saying. They're saying her presence made the NFL like $300 million or something.
Everybody had to buy TVs from throwing their beer cans at it and breaking it.
Show me a report that says money earned from Taylor Swift.
I don't know, Lou. WDWNT has put the story out, so I believe.
Oh, you believe them.
I just went with it. So
that's crazy.
You Tom Corliss ass kisser.
Tom Corliss. He's like number one on my should he be my friend on Facebook. He's just like staring at me all the time. Right. And 100 of the people that I'm friends with.
You know why? It's because he constantly checks your page to see.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure he checks what the hell we're doing.
He's like, I bet you Sean said something about me again today.
Oh, I'm sure he gives a shit what I have to say. But Tom, if you want to come on the show, that's fine. We'd have you on.
Yeah, I'm down.
I know you are. what do we want to do? What do you guys want to talk about?
Let's talk. Whoa, never mind. I was going to sing a song, but.
Let's not talk watching. About that, baby.
Let's do something different. Kevin, pick a topic you want to talk about.
Oh, man. I just want to figure out why Lou over there is so upset at Disney just because of Avatar.
No, we'll get into that another time. That's mad Tea Party stuff, right?
Oh, I thought we were going to have Avatar, though. I've been talking to more people about it. They keep telling me I'm crazy about the whole submarines in Utopia.
Not going to happen.
Pretty sure it's going to happen.
What's
the over-under on this?
Well, 2026, all the cars are going to be electric. Why would they do that for whatever reason?
Who said that?
The representative from Disney said that by 2026, all the cars will be electrified.
It said they're losing fuel.
And they will be electric. Rid of the gasoline vehicles. Then he goes, it's confirmed they're going to change the vehicles. It's like, that's not what she said. She said they're getting rid of them. You know what that means?
They quoted saying that it was going to be electric.
James Cameron.
He's going to be at Tomorrowland. All reporters interpreting what the reporter or the person from Disney is saying.
Damn you, KTLA.
I'm with Kevin, though, for the record.
I'm excited to see it change. Well, I don't get why Autopia is still the Awesome-O ride.
No, that's fair. That's totally fair. But they just spent so much money literally rebuilding, redoing the submarines. So I don't know why they would honestly.
Because it cost them a lot of money
to run every day.
The submarines are the most expensive, I think, attraction to maintain. I have heard that.
So I'm curious, though. Do we know for a fact that they're a lot of money refurbing that? Because what do they do besides repaint and refill it? The Hank animatronic didn't cost that much because it hardly ever works.
It's just a statue, basically.
Yeah.
Doesn't one of his arms move? I guess I saw one of his arms move.
The seagulls move.
Well, I thought it was so even better. So it's just a statue. How much does that cost him?
Would anyone like to see Beauty and the Beast ride from Tokyo Disneyland come to one of the parks in America? Sure.
I would like to see a ride, but I think me and Sam and Cup talked. We don't want the carbon copies of what's already been made. So. Right. Right. If they were to bring something but different, but it'd be kind of hard to beat that ride because that looks pretty badass. But
agreed.
Sure. I was at Universal Studios Hollywood and did the tram tour a week before the crash happened. My daughter was there the night before. She works for Universal. She works for Universal and was there like doing like a nighttime like thing. And I saw some pictures she had posted. But yeah, it was like the night before that happened. I don't even know what really happened. It looked like someone said it went off the brakes went out or something. And it went.
So the brakes went out and they hit a guardrail.
Yeah. Whatever.
Operator error.
I'm sorry. I was kidding about it. But Yeah, Avatar. I don't think it's going to go there, Kevin. And I'm willing to bet. I'll bet you $100 right now that it doesn't go there.
Perfect. Done.
How long? How long do we have? Or just when they decide
where it's going? 4 years. I mean, all you gotta do is wait till
40 years.
All you gotta do is not wait till they announce Avatar. We'll find out where it's going.
Okay, so I just want to make sure so we understand the bet right now. It's where you think it's going to go right there.
Yeah, I think it's going to take over the submarine voyage and the Autopia track.
And I have everywhere else on my card, right?
Anywhere else in the entire cool. resort.
I'll take that back. Yeah. Cool.
I agree with Kevin, by the way.
Of course you do.
That's fine. A gentleman.
Imagine that. So I really want to, I wish Debbie was here because I really want to, because I wanted the whole tribe's input on this, but we have a good group here. I want to watch this trailer of my favorite character, my favorite Marvel character, and I'll talk Wolverine. About it a little bit. Wolverine, exactly. Yeah. Hang on one second here. I'll split this up. Mike said, if you're going to watch this, wait.
And if you didn't catch Sean before that, if you're offended by naughty words, you know, turn away for a few minutes.
The language is pretty mature.
It is a red band trailer.
Basically our show. So, but Fresh Bake said the Beauty and the Beast ride at Tokyo Disneyland is one of the most expensive, if not the most expensive rides ever built. Okay.
Yeah, sounds about right.
That's fair. Well, thankfully.
Until Avatar comes to Disneyland.
Till Avatar comes. I heard that Radiator Springs was the most expensive ride, but that, I mean, that could have changed since then. But let's bring up this.
Okay. Oh, my boy Josh is here.
Your boy Josh.
We were chatting about Josh last night.
We were. Oh. Yep. We were talking. I forgot about that.
I'm glad you're here, Josh.
What up, Josh? Are you coming to Medford?
Josh used to live in Portland.
I'm sorry. Oh, so did I. You guys ready?
Yes.
Can you hear that?
I told you, you're not welcome here.
Yes.
You're not welcome anywhere. Now get the fuck out of my bar.
Just give me one more drink and then I'll leave.
Hi, Peanut. I'm going to need you to come with me right now.
Look, lady, I'm not interested.
All right, well, I'm sort of on the tick-tick, so upsy-daisy. Oh. Whiskey dick of the claws. It's quite common in Wolverines over 40.
You don't want this.
Unless you want to take a deep breath through your fucking forehead, I suggest you reconsider.
He leans in. That's fucking bad.
Yeah.
He can take it. So not a big deal.
Dude, that outfit.
I'm about to lose everything that I've ever cared about. Not my fucking problem. Is that what you said when your world went to shit?
Plot twist.
Come again.
This Wolverine let down his entire world.
Spider-Man.
Want to talk about what's haunting you, or should we wait for a third act flashback?
Go fuck yourself.
I wonder if they're going to have the cussing in, like, the trailer in the theater.
I don't know anything about saving worlds.
Probably in R-rated movies.
But you do.
That's like the marketing right here.
Trust me, kid, I'm no hero. You were an X-Man. You were the X-Man.
The sleeveless, that's awesome.
I am soaking wet right now.
God, I love that movie.
Boys are so silly.
This is what I'm talking about. Just like a dream. Big slow motion action sequence. Just like a random choice. Who knows if you live or die? Let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah! What's he jumping into? Where's he going?
Endgame.
That'd be great.
The one thing that Iggy said is off limits.
What about Bolivian marching powder?
They know all the slang terms. They have a list.
Even snowboarding?
Even disco dust.
White girl interrupter?
Even force bump.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Yes!
LFG!
I can't believe Disney signed off on this. That's just so not them. It's so good, though.
But you know what is them? Bankroll.
Oh God, right. They're just counting the money right now.
So this is jumping into Sam's. Never mind. Shut up, Josh.
Got him.
Anyways, I almost made an inappropriate joke. Anyways, so
go ahead. What do you think, Kevin?
It looked like fun. I mean, I don't know. I like the other movies too, so I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence with Deadpool.
So. Why?
I don't know. It seems like it's kind of gratuitous, but it's funny, but not as, like, I don't know. It's going to be weird being part of the MCU.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see how it ties in.
David said, when is that coming out? Looks fire. I think it comes out in July 25th or something 26th? Like that. Yeah, I think that's 26th. That's going to be pretty damn. It's going to be good.
I thought it was the 22nd. Was it not the 22nd?
I don't know. It's 20-something of July. I know that.
We should probably get this, accurate if we're.
For Come sure. on, Tribe.
Yeah, I think it looks great. What do you think, Joey?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be on par with the first one and the second one, which is good. I know that's when the big thing everybody was worried about was, mm-hmm. was it going to be watered down because it is going to be Disney now. But I'm, like I said, my favorite July Marvel 26th. Character. Okay, cool. My favorite Marvel character has always been, well, since the cartoon has been Wolverine. Mm-hmm. So the fact that we finally get the comic and cartoon accurate Wolverine with a ripped sleeves. We don't have his helmet yet. Well, we've seen that what it looks like on a popcorn bucket, but right. I think it's going to be good. I'm excited. Yeah.
Yeah.
Louis, you can't go wrong with Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman.
No. And I think Disney and Marvel know that from their last couple, even like their last couple Marvel movies. Let's be honest. I mean, the Marvels and Ant-Man were not. And I mean, Guardians did pretty well, I believe. Guardians 3 did pretty well, but Ant-Man and one of its R-rated.
The Marvels, it's for sure going to be R-rated.
It's R-rated if you drop the F-bomb twice in the trailer.
Yeah, they did that like 10 times in the trailer. So that was. I was saying during that, I wonder if that will play, like, you know, when they play trailers in the theater, will it only be during our movies that they'll like let the F-word drop? Because I mean, literally. The slogan for the movie is "Let's fucking go." I mean, that's crazy, but now I think it would be great
that's
if
my
somehow.
Slogan too.
I think it would be great somehow if they got Tom Brady in that movie somehow saying that. I know that's just kind of like because doesn't Tom Brady say that? That's his kind of his thing, right?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
No, it would not be.
It would be. So Sam,
listen, he's breaking down walls, but he's not breaking down the wall into the NFL.
Okay, that's fair. Sam, what you think?
He's not Taylor Swift.
Okay, that's going to be the end of that. We'll finish with her at the end of this when we're talking. I have a question about that too. So,
her Marvel character that she's getting.
Yeah,
I'm surprised that we got a view of the villain though, and she's kind of an obscure X-Men villain, isn't she? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember.
I can't remember her name, but we'll figure it out and talk about it on the Tribe. But yeah, she is an X-Men villain, which is what brings, because obviously we see Wolverine doesn't want shit to do with Deadpool right now. He's like, I think that he realizes that once it's his villain, that becomes a thing.
And it looks like it still kind of ties in like before the events of Logan too.
Mm-hmm.
So, which, you know, keeping that, you know, on track.
We'll talk about it later, David.
Is it also before Loki?
Who knows when it actually
is. Here's the thing with Loki. We have no idea where they're holding things. Like what's pre-post at this point. It's.
Well, because in one of the teasers, this in the TVA is at Wade's house, right? Mm-hmm. Knocking on the door. So
yep.
it's linked to Loki. And I even watched the second Loki, but I know like what the TVA does, but I don't know. I think it's all going to be linked. And like during the thing, I said, where are they jumping into? And Joey said Endgame, which would be just, absolutely insane if they jumped into Endgame somehow and there's
what if they're jumping into the end of time?
Yeah, I mean it's
well they definitely go to
Cable and Thanos meet.
Oh,
that's what I want to know.
Do we see Wong? Is it Wong that's making that made that? I saw one
or is it Doctor Strange?
Yeah, or it could be Doctor Strange, but Isn't Doctor Strange is in a different? No, he's fine now, right? He's got just an extra eye or something.
Because he also cheated. That guy on X-97 who makes them too.
He cheated at the end of that game, at the end of his movie. Doctor Strange did. Makes no sense how he can do the same thing.
But you also have to remember, Sean, that there are variants at this point too. Nothing is certain.
And the end of Deadpool 2, he was jumping from time to time, you know, erasing a lot of his Wolverine origin appearance. Right. And
Louis, what'd you think?
That you just said that because they played time after time in the trailer.
I thought it was pretty good. I'm excited for the movie. It sucks that it's probably going to be like the Hugh Jackman send-off, but I really don't see him sign up for more. It seems like it's, you know, here for this film and that film only. Yeah. So I'm definitely excited for it. I wasn't the biggest fan of Deadpool 1 and 2, but this one looks really good. It has a nice balance between the comedy, the action, and all that. But overall, I'm stoked for it.
That's fair.
Davis is jumping in the ocean. They're jumping into Avatar 3.
Oh, geez. There you go. I'll go around the room really quick. I'm just going to ask this one question because Taylor Swift's been brought up once already. The speculation is one of her songs on her new album, she says Dazzling at the end of it. Everyone says, oh my gosh, that's because she's going to be in Deadpool 3. Sam, will Taylor Swift be in Deadpool 3? Yes or no?
I think she's going to.
Louis, do you think she will be?
I think she is, but I think it's going to be the opposite reason of why everyone's thinking. I think she gets like killed, and it's just a funny little cameo.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think it's going to be just a super brief role. I do not see her having any kind of longevity in the MCU ever.
What's the character that they're Dazzler.
They're gonna like pop through a timeline and she's there, and we'll probably get some like odd Travis Kelce cameo and then be done.
He's like creeping in the background.
Yeah.
Joey, what do you think?
Sure, it's gonna be like a Brad Pitt cameo. Her or her Beyonce will be somewhere eating shawarma. I don't. Whatever. She'll be in it.
Kevin, do you think she'll be in it?
Wait.
Sure, she'll be the post edit. She'll be the post credit scene that'll lead to the next movie. So.
Just like when Harry Styles.
No, Kevin. You know. Wait, can she die in that post credit scene?
A6, the Eris phase.
Star in the
era game or something. But I think if she's in this movie, that movie makes $1 billion because of all of her fans as well. So I think it just. If she's in it, it's smart for Disney and Marvel to do that because they will make this will be as big as the other
and
biggest
hey,
Marvel movies.
It was
well,
already
fans
aren't
old
to
enough
be.
To see an R-rated movie. So.
That's fair. Well, yeah, but
their parents will take them because
their parents will take them. If Taylor's in it somehow, I mean, look what happened with
their parents.
Disney
will
Plus,
them.
Just it's crazy. But
honestly, it's a even having her in for a short cameo. You get people into the theater.
Exactly.
You get people to watch the movie. And then by that, you find people who just naturally realize, like, hey, I really like the MCU. I really like what's to come.
I'm with Lewis. I think she maybe does cameo, but makes fun of herself.
Yeah.
Because it's a perfect.
Well, it's a Deadpool movie, too. So it totally makes sense as well for her to make fun of herself. And she's really good friends with Ryan Reynolds' wife. So I think at one of the football games, the director, Blake and Ryan Reynolds were in the box with her, the director
and
of the
Hugh
movie.
Jackman.
Yeah. Hugh Jackman was there too. Yeah. So it was like, let's just book it now.
I didn't see The Crown, but I heard she was pretty good, but entertainer. So I don't know.
About Emma Corrin. I was like, Taylor Swift was in The Crown. I was like, every time I've seen Taylor Swift act in anything, she was atrocious.
Yeah. All right, so let's take a quick break. Hear from our sponsor, Where in the Park. We're going to come back and play some Where in the Park game, and then we'll play some Jeopardy, and then we'll hear from Getaway Today, and then we're going to go so we can plan next week. So we'll be right back.
Where in the Park Seek and Find Image Scavenger Hunt games will have you exploring theme parks like never before. But this is not like your childhood scavenger hunts. There are no word-based lists of items to find or a binder of riddles, trivia, math, or counting. Our games contain cards with images of details that can be found throughout the park just by walking around. You can play on your own schedule, so you don't have to worry about long lines, height requirements, or health concerns. Need help finding an image? We've got you covered with hints and answers on each card so you're never left wondering where in the park the image can be found. Use the Scan Before Playing card to reveal an alternate image if one of the cards in your pack is currently hidden or removed from the park. Order today to get game packs for your next visits to the Disneyland Resort and Walt Disney World theme parks. But the fun doesn't stop there. We also have games for Universal Studios in Hollywood and Florida, Knott's Berry Farm, Six Flags, SeaWorld, and more. Ready to experience your favorite theme parks in a whole new way? Go to www.whereinthepark.com/waltzaptpodcast to get 10% off your order. A portion of the sale will also go to support the Waltz Apartment Podcast. Want $10 off your order instead? Visit patreon.com/waltzaptpodcast to become a lamplighter. With so much more to discover, the only question is, do you know where in the park?
We do know where in the park. They're awesome. They're one of our one of our amazing, awesome sponsors, and we love having them as part of the show, and they're part of Imagine That. And I opened up the box today, finally, Kevin, that you guys sent. Thank you for of the giveaway stuff and the giveaway for Rogue Comic Con. They're going to give away a couple of their packs, and all of you guys. I mean, Lewis is donating stuff, Getaway donated stuff. You guys are all awesome, so thank you guys for doing that. Ears is in the house. I see him.
What up, Ears?
What up, Ears? Ears is
sorry, here. I have an extra kid here tonight, so I was making sure everybody was kosher.
Okay, no worries. But Ears is here. So, Kevin, we know what Where in the Park is. Amanda just told us about that in the spot, but do you bring the slides up yourself, right? I don't usually do family game night, so do you have them?
I loaded them. I don't know how to actually make them show up.
Are they down here?
There you go.
Oh, they're down here.
So yeah, so the idea is that this image is hidden somewhere in the park. It's on a card, like in our game packs. So the question is, where in the park?
What we're looking at, listeners, is like a...
And Small World like is little... the correct answer, by the way. Make you guys suffer too much.
What's the clue, though?
I like the
hint we put together.
Good job, Lou.
For this one is, this hint might seem small... No. But you'll see that it's pretty large after all.
Nah. That's awesome.
That's good.
Real quick, entertainer says that, what's her name? That's a villain. She was Peter Quill's mom in Guardians. So I like her. She's hot. So I know she was sick, but she was in Transformers last night too. So
I thought it was a lady that was with the Hulk in Endgame. That's what I thought it was.
Oh, the character is supposed to be Charles Xavier's sister.
Yeah, I did hear that.
That's what I was thinking. Right on.
I don't know her name though.
All right, so we got that in Small World. That's awesome. How come it keeps going small? Our pictures keep getting smaller.
This is how it's normally. This is the zoomed in one.
I like it. Yeah, we can see each other. This one's weird. You guys are like a mile away.
Normally we have a much packed house. That's why.
Well, now we can see Ears, so we'll keep it like this. Ears, how are you tonight, sir?
We get to meet Ears.
Oh, that's in Star Wars Land.
Galaxy.
By the droids, right? Yeah, with the disabled droids or the restrooms.
Yeah.
Disabled restroom droids. It's close, but wrong. But you are in the right land. Like I said, this is also, I believe, at the one in Florida, too.
Well, yeah, Walt Disney World.
By Ronto Roasters?
So the hint on this one is, hiding far, far away, but you can find it within a few parsecs.
Smuggler's Run.
Smuggler's Run
is correct.
Hell yeah.
Lou!
Where we are the best, Team WAP is the best.
I don't like Smuggler's Run.
Star Tours.
Just look at it and appreciate it.
Star Tours makes me sick.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's beautiful, but...
This last time we rode in, the lady had the cast member do Chewy mode. That was pretty awesome.
Oh, really?
Pretty weird. I've done that one once.
Yeah, it was cool.
I've never done Chewy mode, but I always end up being the left engineer, and...
That's the worst role you could play on that one.
Exactly.
At least the right engineer does, the harpoon. Okay, sorry.
All right, here's the last one.
Here's the last one. Bring it up. Disneyland Park. There's like a. It's a.
Oh, shield. The Royal Theater.
Is that on the carousel?
Carousel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
I mean, there might be one on there, but that's not where I took the photo.
The castle.
Nope.
No.
What's there the are book? Crests like this on the castle, but not this one.
Fantasy Fair.
Oh.
You guys are in the right like vicinity at least.
Storybook.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique.
Nope.
Well, that's like the Yin Sid or Sorcerer Mickey thing. So I'm trying to. Isn't there? Is that the new store? No, not new store.
Can you give us the clue?
Please.
All right. Please. So I don't know how helpful this one will be, but we'll see. You can peek at this one while you remain seated, please.
Oh, Matterhorn.
But where on the Matterhorn? See, it's not very the helpful.
Up by the line where all the like flags and
that's where you would think it would be.
Oh, it's not.
But it's not.
Is it up? Is it up with the broken car inside?
Oh no, nothing's. If it was on the ride, like we would tell you, like this is
a by the basketball hoop. The I don't know.
It's up. Yeah.
If it was in line for the ride, we'd tell you it's a standby quest. This is one you can actually see while just walking around the park. This is like the ones in our game pack.
I have no idea.
This one's actually, it's on a fence over where the vehicle actually stops, where that like that thing that says like, remain seated, please. Permanece ser sentados, por favor.
Cinnamon Toast and Tacos on the floor.
Exactly.
Cinnamon Toast and Tacos.
It's right behind the ride vehicle while that's happening on the fence.
Ah.
Nice. I have the video to prove it.
Is that in here too?
Yes.
I'm about to load it.
All right. Well, thank you, Kevin. Is that like a reference to
the Sorcerer Hat at all, or just it random?
I don't know. I wish I knew the inspiration for these guys. You
must have like the craziest eye. Are you the one that takes most of the pictures, Kevin?
I take a lot of them.
Do you guys go there? I've asked you this before, but do you go there with like, we're going to go to this land and do as many things in this place today? Or do you just go and like, whatever grabs your attention?
Just whatever grabs our attention, usually.
Amanda and Kevin are like the most balanced couple. They're just awesome. They're so balanced and they give each other such credit. I love it. Sorry.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because we're in line for Jungle Cruise and yeah, Kevin's just taking pictures of everything in the queue because there's so much detail in even the Jungle Cruise queue now. So, I mean, yeah, you guys put a lot of hours. It sounds like a lot of fun going to the parks, but I know you guys are on the clock.
Just to let you guys know, Sam and Joey, the box that Kevin and Amanda sent to me, there's something in it for you guys.
Yes.
Oh. That's supposed to be a surprise.
No, Amanda told me.
I guess I don't tell
them. You picked up at the House of Mouse Expo that we thought.
Oh, well, I didn't know. Amanda didn't
tell me. I got it in my car. So.
Sweet.
Okay. Well, thanks, guys.
It really is big. That's crazy. When you say it's big. Boom. Right there.
Clear as day.
This one I'm curious about. Where?
Boom, right there.
Oh, yeah.
Right by the entrance.
Wow.
Please remain seated with your seatbelt.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Permanecer sentados, por favor.
Cinnamon Toast and Tacos on the
floor. Cinnamon Toast and Tacos. Yes.
I'm forever going to hear that now. Cinnamon Toast and Tacos.
Man, I don't know. I'm blown away. I knew you guys were on like over a year ago. When we met you guys, just the idea of that is just crazy. And you've never had any blowback from Disney?
Not yet, no.
Yeah. That's.
I mean, we've brought people to the park, you know.
You're not doing anything that would affect anything. And you're just taking pictures. But I mean, you know, it's. Pretty cool. That's pretty cool. That's such a great idea. So check them out, whereinthepark.com, if you need to get some game packs. They are so much fun. And if you will be in Medford in 10 days, we will be giving away a couple of these packs to some lucky people in attendance.
Yeah, and you also have a QR code that you can scan for 10% off.
Okay, cool. Is that what's in the plastic in the bottom of the box? I didn't go that deep.
That sign out for us.
Yeah, I will for sure. Absolutely.
And if you want to become a patron of Walt's Apartment Podcast, you also get a discount for Where in the Park packs. And that is over at Patreon. If you just search Walt's Apartment.
And my bad, the lady that's in Deadpool was Aisha from Guardians, not Peter Quill's mom. My bad. And she's still hot. So,
my bad. All right, fair enough. Let's do our getaway today break, and we'll come back and we'll finish this up with some Disney Jeopardy that Joey has prepared for us for family game night. Let me click on this, and we'll be right back after we hear about getaway today.
Well, hello, and welcome to Let's Get to Know Our Sponsor. Getaway Today has been helping Disney vacation dreams come true since 1990. Whether you choose to visit the happiest place on earth or travel to Orlando and beyond, they want to help you. Need to know the best hotel in the area? What theme park ticket should you buy? Have a last minute change? No worries. Their travel experts are always here to help. Want to book a cruise and don't know where to start? Hey, they can help with that too. They will help you find the perfect cruise for your vacation, whether it is your first time or you're a well-seasoned cruiser. When you book your cruise with one of the Getaway Today's experts, you will have a dedicated agent to help you every step of the way. They take care of the details so you can have the most fun. Getaway Today has layaway, peace of mind travel, allowing you to cancel or make changes up to 72 hours in advance. You will always have the most up-to-date vacation information, both pre-arrival and upon your welcome. Getaway Today will guarantee the best prices with no hidden fees. And every time you book through Getaway Today, they will donate a portion back to a charitable organization in your area. And so far, over $4.5 million has been donated. So click the link in our show notes to start your Disney vacation planning for more information and the best deals. Tell them Walt's Apartment sent you. And until next time, enjoy the view from Walt's Apartment.
We really do love Getaway Today. They are amazing. They're the best. Kim from Getaway Today will be on in the next couple months or so. She was supposed to be on tonight, but had some scheduling conflicts. And then we were going to do it next week, but then we're not going to be on. And then we're going to do it 2 weeks from then, but I won't be here because I'll be at a Dodger game. So the Dodgers are playing the Giants. I can't wait to go to the stadium in San Francisco.
Maybe. Go Dodgers.
Let's go Dodgers. Shohei Ohtani.
Go Cheaters. I mean, you got an all-star team, so.
Right.
How did we cheat? Want to elaborate on that one?
We're talking about the Astros?
No.
We're talking about the Cubs, actually.
All right. Let's get into some Jeopardy action here. We are going
to turn Entertainer wants to know who's with you. That's ears.
Yep, that is ears.
I'll elaborate. That's it?
His name is Ears. He's right next to me. He's here tonight with us.
And he will be with us in Medford.
Did we confirm that?
We just did. Can't drive by yourself. It's scary. I knew that.
You're not coming, Ears?
Trash. He's not. We're not either.
Okay.
You know what, Lewis?
I'm confused. Who's going to fucking be there?
I'll be there.
No, hey,
I'll be there. Joey will be there. Kevin will not be there.
Ears are going to Universal.
Nice. All right. Have fun.
Give me the new popcorn bucket.
Sounds about right.
All right. Let's get into this. Joey, the floor is yours. Jeopardy. Do we need music?
There we go.
Okay, you got it. Beautiful.
And basically, it's like a Jeopardy style game. You guys don't have to answer in the form of a question. We got questions, multiple categories, Disney, Pixar, Muppets, Star Wars, Marvel, and Disney Parks. I did have an Avatar, but since I'm the only fan, I scratched that out. So.
We got 200 points,
400 points, 600 points, 800 points, and 1,000 points. So.
My God, a lot of
I'm really bad at this.
Hey, I'm fucking ready.
Also,
just fair warning, NyQuil. It's great.
All righty.
Cool.
Well, I didn't really think of a way to pick who goes, but I am going to be the gentleman and say ladies first.
Okay.
So you can answer the question. What was that?
There's two of us here. Come on, you could have picked the team with the most people in the room. Come on now.
No.
Just fine.
So
Kevin's got Amanda in his ear right now, so she's
got the earpiece. So you can answer the question, but the first, but if you don't get it, then the first person that buzzes in can get the right. You got to go buzz or whatever, okay. And then whoever gets a correct answer gets to choose the next category and where they want to go.
So it's just like Jeopardy,
pretty much.
Okay, let's go. So what are the categories again?
So we got, like I said, for 200, 400, 600, 800, 1,000, you got Disney, which is live action and animation, Pixar, Muppets, Star Wars, Marvel, and Disney Parks.
Let's go Marvel for 200.
We're going to be here for
Marvel for 200. We got, let me get to my page because I'm.
Now we can all buzz, right?
Well, she gets a first chance, but if she gets it wrong, then if somebody gets it right, they buzz in.
Okay.
You guys get ready because I'm really bad at
Jeopardy work.
So what did you say?
Marvel for 200.
200 Marvel. So, oh, that's Muppets.
I thought everyone could buzz.
We're playing different.
Okay.
Is that how it goes? I don't.
The only one that's it's usually directed to her is always Double Jeopardy, but everyone else.
Yeah, that's we can all buzz. Let's just.
No, we'll play this way.
No, everybody buzz. Everybody buzz.
We don't want to change Joey's game.
Okay. No, that's fine. Lose a game master usually, so I just threw this together.
Everybody buzz. Everybody buzz. Everybody buzz.
Everybody buzz. Marvel for 200.
Okay.
In what year did Stan Lee become a Disney legend?
Oh.
Mm.
You actually got to say buzz.
Buzz.
Ooh. Sam?
I'm going to say 2004.
That is incorrect.
Bro, what?
Buzz.
I said buzz. Who said buzz first? You or me or Sean?
Wait a second. Obviously, my answer was absolutely ridiculous because Disney didn't even. Never mind.
I heard Kevin. I didn't hear Sean. But
go ahead, Kevin.
I'll go with. I don't actually know what year D23 was around that time, but I'll say 2016.
Close.
Buzz.
Sean.
2017.
He looked in the chat. Look at his eyes. You see it? Well, this is.
Thank you, Andrew.
He did look in the chat.
So. Did you say you
couldn't? Oh, no, I'm just saying. You got the right answer.
Okay. And if you ain't 2017 is
correct.
I said 2004, and then I thought about it. I was like, girl, that was the dumbest answer you could have given because they didn't acquire Marvel.
It wasn't right. Disney yet.
That's my, so it wasn't even I have Disney control. Yet.
You have control of the board. I do not have any daily doubles.
I'm going to go with Pixar for 600, please, Pat.
Pixar for 600. We got. In Finding Nemo, mm-hmm. What's Nemo's mom's name?
It's something stupid easy, too. You have Marlin and damn you.
Right?
Yeah, Marlin's the dad.
He says
right?
her name at the beginning.
Yeah. Yes.
Buzz!
Oh.
Sean.
Ophelia.
That is incorrect.
I know.
Oh. It is something oceany. I know Trebek doesn't give advice.
Buzz.
Oh,
buzz.
Yeah. Buzz. It's
cool. Damn the comments. Oh, you can at least tell I don't read the comments.
My comments are not up. Is it in the
comments? Can you not see the comments? I mean,
I can, but I have them on a different screen, so I'm not cheating this game.
And that's my fault?
I'm going to cheat then.
I have this whole screen over. I can't see the comments.
It's my fault that I look at the answer?
It is coral.
I still can't see the comments.
People it is coral. Comments.
Again, coral, Sam, what's our motto?
If you ain't cheating, you're trying. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
And if Kevin say it,
I did
if
say
you ain't
it,
first and last. Shake and bang,
I said it without seeing the comments. So
everybody turn your comments off.
Nope.
Okay.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
They got the board, Kevin.
Oh, Disney Parks, obviously. We'll start at the bottom, 200.
Disney Ooh. Parks for 200.
Okay, let's go.
We got. Before choosing Anaheim, where was Disneyland originally supposed to be? Sean.
Burbank.
Burbank is correct.
Thank you.
Burbank where, Sean?
Burbank, California, right outside Griffith Park across the 101, the 134 freeway. But they didn't do it because the city said, no, we don't want a disgusting theme park in our area. Too bad, Burbank.
It was supposed to be across from the studios.
Right, across the freeway, which is in Burbank.
I won't give any answers anymore. Andrew, you are fine. Freeway. You can play with us. You are fine.
It's where the Carol Wood. It's actually where his station is. It's in that same area now.
We want people. No, Andrew, okay. It's fine. You can play. We want the chat to play.
Yes.
Yes, Andrew. We need your help.
No, Sean is going
to. I even had a comment. I almost had a comment bonus question, but I didn't have enough.
Who's Andrew? Is Andrew a fishing buddy?
I don't know, Andrew.
Okay.
Andrew, who are you?
Hi, Andrew.
Andrew, how did you find us?
Anyway, I'm going to go with Disney Parks. Disney Parks for 1,000, please.
Oh my gosh.
Are you keeping score? Because I'm winning.
You're losing still.
I am not. I've gotten 2 right.
Yeah, Kevin got a 600 to 1, though.
Oh, damn you, Kevin.
I'm going to get this one.
Let's go.
So, what'd you say?
Parks for 1,000, please.
Parks for 1,000. How many Disney parks are there globally?
Buzz!
Sean.
7.
That is incorrect.
Oh, well.
Buzz, I'm going to go 17.
It's Buzz. The answer is 12 for theme parks.
Lewis, you were wrong. Kevin, you were right.
Yeah.
It is 12 globally.
Okay. I was muted, by the way. I wish
Andrew came to us from the Diz Insider. Well, we're glad that you're here with us.
Right on.
Thank you for.
Yes, follow us, Kevin.
Thank you for hanging out. Andrew.
Yeah. Kevin, you got the lead of 1600 and you got control of the board.
Look, he's muted.
Oh, man, skipped in Disney Parks. 800.
Yeah, Lewis is over here muting us before we can answer.
Thanks, he ain't trying.
Oh, yeah,
Lewis? Hey, guess what the name of this show is going to be?
He ain't cheating, you trying. You said 800.
I said that one of my soccer teams once. The parents did not like that at all. They were not.
I can only imagine. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
You said 800, Kevin?
Yeah.
Disney parks are 800. How many acres are in Animal Kingdom?
Buzz! 550.
That is incorrect.
Oh my God, it's really fucking close to that.
Possibly.
This isn't horseshoes.
Oh, it might be hand grenades.
I love Kevin. I think I overshot it.
Hey, Buzz! Buzz! 580.
With the help of Google, that is correct.
Hey.
Say it, Louie. It's okay.
Fuck, I won't even say it. I'll show you my screen.
Confirmed.
I'm right there. Hey, screen number 2 came in clutch just now.
Screen number 2. Now you're happy you got screen 2.
I got 3.
All right, let's go.
Hey, here's the third one. A little sneak peek.
Nice.
So we got Kevin and lead is 1,600. Lewis in second with 800. Hey! Sam in third with 400. And Sam not on the board yet. But we still got a lot of game to go. So, Lewis, what do you got?
What's the categories again?
Facebook user's name is George, and we adore him. Good damn you, George.
Yo, George.
Oh, Evan's at 1,600.
All right, here we go. Joey, I'm just going to take an 800 one. I'll let you choose the category.
Oh.
800. Muppets okay. It is.
He's going to use Jim Henson. You watch.
I wasn't, but now I should. I'm going to go Star Wars.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
800.
Thank you.
In The Mandalorian, what is the name of the planet where the Bounty Hunter Guild is? Basically, the main planet. type.
Mandalore.
That is incorrect.
Damn. He didn't say Buzz.
Yeah.
All right. Then don't count them.
Yeah. What is?
Anybody else?
Uh-uh.
I don't remember.
Can I go again?
No, you only get one.
Well, damn. That wasn't in the rules.
Do you know it?
No. I can't type that fast. I forgot the full question.
Wait.
Sam knows this.
They have 2 guilds, right? Sorry, Buzz. There's
the main guild. But the main guild.
I don't know which one's the main. Is it Navarro?
That is correct.
Nice. The other one is... I can't... Kara, Kara, something.
We don't need the other one.
Show us your phone to make sure you weren't cheating.
Hmm?
Show us your phone to make sure you weren't cheating. Oh, she cleared it out. It's too late.
No, I can't even unlock my phone right now, Lewis.
Sam, You're in charge of the board.
It's unlocked right now.
Interesting. No, because they're the Navarro Hunters, right?
Well, that was just the name of the planet.
Where the isn't there a team that is from?
They're just a bounty hunter guild. No, they're just a bounty hunter guild.
Who cares? Next question.
I'll go Marvel for 1,000.
Marvel for 1,000. So before his convoy was attacked, what was the name of the missile that Tony Stark was demonstrating? I want to say it was Leon or Kevin.
It wasn't me. It was Louis, I think.
I didn't say anything.
It was Louis.
I heard a male
buzz. I think Louis was.
It was Louis.
Yeah.
And now question though. Hercules.
That is incorrect.
Buzz.
Sam.
The Jericho missile.
That's correct.
Jericho.
Damn, Sam just took over. Job,
Sam.
She did that on purpose. So I chose Marvel.
All right, let's go Marvel for 800 since I still have the board.
Whoa.
So Sam's in the lead. Kevin's in second. Luce is in third with 800. And Sean is still with 400. What'd you say? 800?
Yes. Marvel. With
800. What is the real name of the Red Skull?
Oh.
Buzz.
Sean.
The Red Skull.
No, it is. I
fucking know.
Hey, Buzz. You lose money when you get it wrong, right? This is Jeopardy.
Buzz.
Oh, shit, you do, don't you?
I didn't put that in the comments, so I guess no. Okay, good. Like, next time, Lewis.
Jonah Schmidt.
Schmidt,
sorry.
It's Johan, by the way. It's Johan.
It's Johan. He read Google wrong, but he did get it right.
I didn't use Google this time.
It's Johan Schmidt.
I use Siri.
So you got now 1600.
Is that put me
in
first?
And you got the board.
That's right. So I'm better than Sam. Me, Google, and Siri are like a band of misfits.
You can't even pronounce Johan Schmidt.
Hey, you still got it right.
Schmidt? Okay, go.
Hey,
I was trying to think of the actor's name.
What'd you say?
It's
Muppets
mild.
For 1,000.
Albert.
All right, get your guys' typing fingers ready. What is the name of Gonzo's planet?
Oh,
this was from Muppets in Space, the movie.
I was going to say chickens.
Type. Who's typing fast?
Sean, is that allowed now? We can.
Lewis. Lewis.
Hey Siri, what is the name of the planet?
I think I know it. No, he's still Googling right now. No.
Right here. Not hey, and look. I got nothing on my screen right now.
He has three screens, by the way.
Let's go.
There's a screen you guys
are. Okay.
Siri doesn't even know. Siri doesn't even know.
Three, two.
All right. What's the answer? What's the answer, Lewis?
Planet Gano or Gono. How are you pronouncing?
That is incorrect.
Buzz.
Sam.
The planet's name is Gonzo. Right? Is it Planet Gonzo?
No, look at Joey's face. You're wrong.
It's not.
That's the name of the episode.
But it is.
What?
This is confusing.
Is there any other choice? Hold on. Is there any other
Buzz? Guess?
Sean.
Planet Gonzo.
That's what she just said.
That's what Sam said.
Right, but if she got it right, I got it right, so we split the points.
I forgot one letter. So
the planet.
You read Google wrong again.
I don't even know how to judge this. I'll let you guys survey say on this one, another game. The planet is Oznog.
Oznog.
Which is Gonzo backwards.
Okay, nobody got that.
I wouldn't even give myself those points.
Okay. So you're still who called? Lewis. All right, you're still on the board.
All right, well, let me get the cheapest Muppets one because obviously I'm uneducated in Muppets.
Muppets for 200. Which movie came first, A Muppet's Christmas Carol or A Muppet Treasure Island?
Buzz.
Lewis.
Christmas Carol.
That is correct.
was ready to buzz for the other
side. So was I.
Nice.
I didn't know that. I just knew
it. It was a 50-50 shot.
Let me get the next 200 one you got on the board there.
Next 200. Babies. No, okay. Lucasfilm or Star Wars for 200.
Oh. All right.
I gotta go. Not that.
Okay. 200 Lucas Star Wars. Episode 4 is known as A New Hope. What was it originally called?
Oh, Buzz.
Lewis.
A Star Wars story.
It was just Star Wars. So
I was gonna say, like, how far back are you going with the original? Because it was like the Star Wars for a while.
Yeah.
And it was like I'll the Adventures of Luke Starkiller or something.
I think he can have that one.
Yeah, that you got it. So score, Lewis is now taking the lead with 2,000, followed by Sam with 1,800, followed by Kevin with 16, and running the Lily Bell is Sean with 400.
Chug it.
I got Star Wars 1,000.
Yeah.
I got Pixar 1,000, Disney 1,000.
Let's go.
All right, so I'm going to go with Disney 1,000, but I want to see everybody that's on the show tonight, hands up on this one. Disney 1,000, hands up.
Spear fingers. And these are gold.
So Disney 4,000. What were Mickey Mouse's first words?
Buzz.
Sam.
Yeah.
Hot dog.
That is correct.
That got me so excited. Sorry.
I first thought it was oh boy, and it was wrong.
I thought it was oh boy too. I was going to say oh boy too.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say buzz.
Yeah, like, no,
it's wrong. Okay.
I don't know why I'm still doing spirit fingers, but
I thought what he said. What was Mickey Mouse's first name? Like, what was that, the initial? And I was stuck.
The first
there.
Words.
And then yeah, I changed the question in my head, and I was just stuck. If you replay that camera, I'm just like, they got.
What was Mickey Mouse's first name?
Mortimer.
Bob.
Mortimer.
Bob Chambers.
His name is Mickey.
Bob Chambers. Nope.
Sam, you got control of the board. Now you can tell me how long you guys want
to
do this.
Let's set a cap for
3 hours.
An hour 15.
Okay.
Yeah. 10 more minutes.
Give me another 1,000. I don't care which one.
Pixar?
Ooh. Yeah.
Or
go for it. Let's go for Pixar.
Okay. Pixar for 1,000.
I need to break 1,000. Let's go.
What is Boo's real name? In Monsters Inc.
Buzz.
Kevin.
I said Buzz first. Mary.
That is correct.
No, damn you, Kevin. I said Buzzbug a half second earlier.
No, he did. No, you did not. And Kevin actually knows Boo, so.
Yeah, it's Mary Gibbs all day long.
Mary Gibbs.
Kevin, I need
some adventurous
one.
Ideas. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Let's say Mary Gibbs.
Yes.
So Sam's on the lead with 2,800, followed by Kevin with 2,600, followed by Lewis with 2,000, followed by Sean with 400. Kevin, you got the board.
I think there's one more Disney parks, right? 400?
Really good.
You're doing fantastic, bud. I believe in you.
Let's go.
Let's fucking go.
We got two Disney parks left, 400 and 600.
Oh, I can take
600.
Over 1,000. Let's go.
So, Kevin, you should know this. Actually, a lot of you guys should know this.
Hey, what is in the game?
Yeah, so 600 Disney parks. What is Disneyland's elevation?
Oh, I don't know.
What? What?
Oh, I've seen the sign, but I don't have it memorized.
Disabled.
Sean's googling. Sean.
No, I'm not. I promise, I'm not. Oh shit.
What is Disneyland's elevation?
I'm posted on Main Street train station. Go ahead, Lewis.
I'm going to say 1,000 buzz.
I thought Lewis buzzed first. Was I wrong?
I didn't hear him. Go ahead, Lou.
Hands are up. Oh, shit. I know it's not high. We go... Fuck. Are we going exact number or are you giving estimates?
Exact numbers. Only,
I'm going exact correct answers.
I'm going to go like 150. Buzz.
What'd you say?
150.
That is incorrect.
Buzz.
Sean.
138 feet or 42 meters.
I should have counted Googled it.
Well, wait a second. I buzzed after Lewis.
Yeah, Sam buzzed after.
Well, she said he said Sean, so I answered. So
yeah, he well, did.
I'm at 1,000.
It's fine. You're gonna lose anyways. Whatever. I take your pity points.
I'm gonna take them all day long. Give me the last Disney Parks one, please.
Disney Parks for 400.
Yep.
I would have gotten it wrong anyway, Sean. So,
what is the fourth oldest Disney park in the world? Lewis.
It is. Hold on.
Hands up.
Oh my god! Yeah, right, that's right here. Right, hands up. Tokyo.
Buzz.
That is correct.
Huh?
Wait. That is correct.
Tokyo. Well, wait. That's not the full name.
Oh. You know what
parks.
He means, though.
There's two parks.
But Tokyo Disneyland is the although Disney.
Okay, thank you. Which one? Disneyland or Disney Sea?
It's Disneyland Tokyo. Disney Sea came way after.
Okay, I was just making sure.
We have 11 people watching us on Twitter. That's crazy.
Epcot.
Hi, Twitter. More often. Hey, Twitter.
Hey, X.
So Disneyland is done.
It's X.
It's X. Shout out to my ex.
Whoa.
Not mine. Oh.
Hey, Sean. Sean, we never mind. I say we can do a shout out when I'm in Medford.
Oh buddy.
All right. Anyway.
I'm just kidding.
Disney parks are now off the board.
Damn, that sucks. That's all I knew.
And Lewis, you still got the lead.
You got some Pixar. Let's do some Pixar.
Yeah, Louis.
What are your highest Pixar you got?
Yeah.
800.
Highest Pixar for 800. What series of letters and numbers are hidden in every Pixar movie?
Buzz. Ah. A113.
That is correct.
I was thinking the numbers of the fucking the sock 2319. That's what I was thinking. Isn't that the
number?
It's 2319.
Yeah, 2319.
Hey, I gotta be careful. I'm like slamming my hand on my table. I'm gonna hit my screen and bust it. I'm like, I'm ready.
Well, you got the lead now with 3,200. Followed by Sam at 28, followed by Kevin with 26, and Sean at 1,000.
That's right.
What's your highest number you got on your tabs? Not Muppets. I don't want Muppets. I suck at that one.
We still got Disney movies.
Yes, go.
Live
oh, Disney movies, 1,000.
Star Wars for 1,000.
Oh.
The Disney 1,000 is gone, so Disney 800 is the highest.
Let's go Disney 800.
Let's go. Here we go.
All righty.
All day long.
Disney movies for 800.
What is the parameter of Disney movies? Is just like
live action and
live action, buddy. Animated. Listen. Linda, listen.
If it is Walt Disney Studio, listen, Linda.
Listen, Linda.
All right, here we go.
So Elton John wrote the songs for The Lion King. Who composed the score?
Oh, Buzz.
Sean.
Alan Menken.
That is incorrect.
Oh, well.
Buzz. Buzz.
Lewis.
The other guy, Lewis. It's the other guy.
I'm going to go just off the cuff. I'm going to say John Williams.
That is also incorrect.
That would be awesome, though. That'd be a different movie.
It'd be way different, for sure. Who was it?
Is it a famous name?
Yeah.
Mary. Okay.
It's the other famous guy besides Alan Menken. What the fuck's his name?
Are you trying to say Howard Johnson?
No, there's Howard Ashman, but he died before that came out. Howard Johnson runs motels or something.
He does.
I mean, Lin-Manuel Miranda, but...
He's too old. He's too young.
He's too young.
You didn't say Buzz.
Buzz.
Is it correct?
No, I knew it wasn't him anyways.
No. You got to guess, Kevin?
I can't think of any other composers who worked on Disney movies.
Oh my God, once you say it...
Yeah.
As soon as you say it, I'm going to be like, oh yeah, that person.
It's Howard Ashman, isn't it?
It is...
He died.
Hans Zimmer.
No way. I thought Hans Zimmer, but there's no way that'd be right. That's as crazy as John Williams.
You would be correct if you said Hans Zimmer.
Oh, man.
Lewis, you still run the board.
It's a fun fact.
Let me go Star Wars 1,000.
Let's do it.
Star Wars 4,000. Which of the original Rebels crew did not show up in Ahsoka?
Oh, snap.
Oh. Oh. Ooh.
Buzz. I don't know, man.
Lewis.
I feel like this would be wrong.
Probably.
I feel like it's wrong. I'm going to go with the robot. What's his name? Chopper.
Yeah, he was there.
He was in Ahsoka.
Damn me.
Buzz. I don't know his name, but he was the big blue guy that was in Mandalorian, but he wasn't on the Ahsoka.
And see, that's what threw me the curveball. I was like, damn it. Buzz?
Well, does that count? I mean, I don't know his name, though, at all.
No, I know his name. I'll split it with Kevin.
Yeah, but he's not the only one.
But you said which one? You said one.
I said which of the original Rebels crew was not in Ahsoka.
Googling.
Buzz!
Oh, go first, Sean.
Boba Fett. Fuck yeah.
Hey, Sam, you're sweating so much we can see what you're looking up on your forehead.
I'm actually responding to a text message right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have no intention on answering this question.
So me and Kevin just put it.
Who won?
Well,
what's his name? Do you know?
Joey. It's Zeb.
Zeb, there you go. That's
nice. And Kanan.
I was never going to say Kanan in a million years.
Yeah, so no points.
Oh, that's right. Zeb hasn't shown up yet. But Zeb is still alive, though, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he showed up in The Mandalorian.
But he didn't show up in Ahsoka. Gotcha. Huh?
So, Lewis, you still run the board.
Let me go back to Disney.
Back to Disney. What do you want?
The next highest one you got.
So, Disney for 600.
This is it.
In order, name all the Pirates of the Caribbean films.
Buzz.
Lewis.
All right. Which order? Do you want it from like 5 to 1 or 1 to 5?
Okay, smart ass.
One to five. In order.
All right.
1 to 5.
The Black Pearl?
No.
What? No.
What?
He's being facetious. Just keep going. Black Pearl.
Dead Man's Chest?
Nope. Keep going.
Damn it. It messed me. At World's End? On Stranger's Tide? Dead Man Tells No Tales.
And then the Lone Ranger.
And then the Lone Ranger as a spinoff, yeah.
Oh, I'm in the host seat now, so I am now taking over this show.
That is correct, Lewis.
Good job, Lou.
Dude, I got
hey, Josh said, attaboy, Lou.
That's right.
And technically, it was a curse of the Black Pearl, but, you know, we all knew.
Yeah, we'll
you're muted, bro.
That's why I said no, because he got it wrong.
All right, so we got one more minute.
He got it wrong.
He got it right.
I already got points.
Did I say part of the answer? It's okay.
You said part of the answer earlier. You get credit.
No, I
wasn't. You guys are wasting our last question because you're arguing.
No, gosh. I don't understand. This isn't fair. You didn't get the right answer.
Hey. Let me get the next highest Disney film one you got.
Can you fight your way through that one too?
You can fight each other in Medford. It's fine.
Disney. The winner gets or just hug it out. Just hug it out.
Okay, this question is worth 5,000 points.
What was the first Disney theatrical sequel?
Theatrical sequel.
Oh.
Hmm.
Was it animated or live?
Animated film. Animated.
Okay, so it was theatrical.
Buzz. Kevin. The Rescuers Down Under.
That is correct.
Wow. Yay, Kevin. Good, Kevin.
Good job,
I was
Kevin.
Trying to Google that one. That's a pretty good one.
It seemed a little late, but I thought it was the only one I could think of.
Yeah, it was the one that came out between Little Mermaid.
I was questioning if The Rescuers was actually Disney. I don't know why I was questioning that in my head. But
do you guys want to do one more since we're still?
It doesn't matter because Lewis could have said the wrong thing and still got it right. So,
I mean, what's the score?
Hey,
we got Lewis at 3,800, but Kevin at 3,000, Sam at 2,800, and Sean with 1,000.
What's the highest thing you have left on the board?
We got Muppets for 800.
Can someone we're all running from Muppets like it's COVID right now.
Go for it. Go go for Muppets. This is our last question. This is our last. No, let's go with Muppets. We're going to do this. It's the highest on the board.
We highest all Pixar are not 400. Confident.
Okay, then
we're not confident. The
Muppets, and no one's going to get any points. Muppets, if we guess close, right, we'll get it. So we might as well get something.
Hello.
This one is actually, I think, pretty easy, but that's just me. Muppets for 800. What are the names of the two old hecklers?
I know this, but I can't think of it right now.
Buzz.
Lewis. Lou Iger.
Hey, Sean and David.
Gee, motherfucker. I was gonna say ears and Louie. That's what I said.
She's gonna kill me for this one. She knows it like off the top of her head.
Just wait.
Isn't it play on Rogers and Ebert? Like
No.
They're kind of different names, I think.
Can I get a half point? I know one of them.
What is it?
Well, does anybody have a guess first?
Beauty and the Beast.
Go ahead, Gavin.
Waldorf, right?
Is one.
Yeah. Astoria.
Sadler or something?
That is correct.
Oh my god. Sadler
and Waldorf.
Dang.
Sadler and Waldorf.
So who won?
So that was 800.
Makes this tie or something?
Oh, it's a tie.
So we got to do one more. Just Lou and Kevin.
All right.
Well, it should be just
hands up.
Lewis cheated to get the answer.
Okay.
I'm just going to have to answer to something to hope that I get it right. Because Lewis
and Joey, you pick the question. Lou and Kevin, hands up.
Hmm.
I have Google that.
Put your hands up.
Star Wars for 600. What is the lowest grossing Star Wars theatrical release?
Buzz. Solo.
That is incorrect.
Incorrect? Wow.
Yes.
Oh, dang. Okay, Lou, this is your redemption moment.
Hold on.
Ears don't help him.
Ears, get off your phone.
Oh, okay. So hold on. Lowest
grossing theatrical release.
Wait, is this including inflation or not including inflation?
No.
Oh, okay. So
that's
10.
Hold on.
I'm trying to.
Oh my gosh.
I'm trying to
spoon feed the answers to Lou. Here, Lou, just say half of it. You'll get it right, buddy. It's okay. Just say the.
Oh.
I'll probably give it to you.
Star Wars, and it counts because it's close enough.
Oh.
5, 4, 3.
Hold on.
2, 1.
Damn. Is it episode 2?
It is not. It is Clone Wars, the cartoon.
Oh, I forgot that was theatrically released.
That was theatrical.
I was totally said that if I remember.
Muppets for 600. Tiebreaker Muppets for 600. Muppet. Which Muppet song was the only song to win the Oscars?
Buzz.
Best song. Kevin.
Rainbow Connection.
That is incorrect.
Ah.
You would have thought.
I don't know. The Muppet song.
Phenomena.
Believe it or not, it was Man or Muppet. From
no one knows what that is.
Yeah. It was the Jason Segel movie. Okay, I'm reading now.
It won an award or not?
Slow Oscar year.
Da, 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 da.
So now what do we got?
Choose something that's not Muppets.
We got 22 people watching. Thank you, Twitter.
I mean, do they want to stay and listen to our planning call?
No.
You guys could choose, because whatever the next one will be, that one guy, Man or Muppet.
He's cheating.
Sam, you choose Disney or Pixar for 200.
Ooh. Pixar.
Wally.
Damn it, that was it. No, it wasn't. So Pixar for 200, correct answer wins. And you win nothing. What's the name of the toy store in Toy Story 2?
Buzz.
Lewis. Lou got House that. Toy Barn.
That is correct.
You got it.
Do you want Al's Toy Barn?
It's the Al's Toy Barn. Yeah.
Oh no, where'd you go?
Good job, guys.
Good job.
So that was it.
Good job, Lou. Good job, Salty. Lou Iger.
That is wet wop trivia Jeopardy.
So. Whoa.
I like that. Hey, that was fun.
When Joey's like, or when Sean's like, Lewis can say anything, he's still right. I was like, oh, I'm changing my name to Lou Iger. That's it.
Oh, no. If you just give half the answer and still get it right, it's okay.
Hey, you only give us half a D23. People are excited.
Buddy, it's okay. It's okay, buddy. You take the win however you think you need to get it.
You sound like a pixie duster, and I'll take it.
Okay. You take it, buddy. Congratulations, Lewis, on your first win.
Yeah, you take it, Lou.
Did great, Lou.
Lou, we're so proud of you.
We love you.
We love you, Lewis.
I think you're the best.
You are the best.
We can't wait to hug you, Lou. He's gone. Like, I can't even bring him back in.
Yes.
Have a meeting, Lou. Come back, motherfucker.
Lou, he has a wet as wop.
He needs to come back before we end the show because we can't have a meeting without him. So.
But that was fun, guys. I'll prepare better next time. And hopefully I can figure out the sound thing and get my my music one that nobody wants to do.
He said, no love. Okay. No love.
All right. We appreciate you, Lou.
Hands up. All right. So, guys, again, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate all of you guys. Some of you guys have to record a group hug for me. Absolutely. But we'll make that happen.
What? But, no, hey, I won't come home tonight. If you're promoting that.
Oh, damn. All right. Anyway, we will see you in 10 days in Medford, Oregon for Rogue Comic Con. We're so excited. We are taking off next week to prepare for Rogue Comic Con and just get our heads on straight and have a good time. We will try to be active on the Instagram stories and on Facebook so you guys can see us there. We'll go live when we can and we'll have some fun. So if you guys want to see at Rogue Comic Con when you're there, message us. You can get a hold of all of us. You can find myself at The Big Papa Disney. Salty Sean is right there. Sam is Sammy_Mlo, I believe. I'm trying to do all these off my top of my head. On TikTok and Instagram. We have Lewis, which is, I want to say, Rembrandt TTFC or Sunken City Designs.
Just Sunken City one.
Just Sunken City Designs. Joey is about 14 different Instagrams, but probably JPity23 or Disney Universe Podcast.
Yeah, bring the spicy link, Eggs on Burgers.
Definitely find him. Then Kevin and Amanda, you can find them at Where in the Park on Instagram and whereinthepark.com. We appreciate all of you. And until next time, someone just started following me. Oh, they were just listening. Benji, that's weird. No. Right when I said my name, someone started following me. Is that you? Okay.
No, so, that's my roommate.
Benji?
No, Bobby.
Oh, okay. Who's Benji?
That's mine. That's her ears.
That's you? Thanks for the follow, buddy. I just got a follow from the ears themselves. Too much. Anyway, you guys, I appreciate all of you. We're looking forward to coming up to Medford, having a great time hosting Rogue Comic Con, the biggest outdoor free Comic Con. And we'll hype it up next week on all of our stuff. We just won't have a live show next week. Until next time, we appreciate all of you. Love you. Keep listening. And as always, we hope you enjoy the view from Walt's apartment. We'll see you in 2 weeks, guys. Good night.
To this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land. Here age relives fond memories of the past, and here youth may savor the challenge and promise of the future. Disneyland is dedicated to the ideals, the dreams, and the hard facts that have created America, with the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.